You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Sony's speaker looks like HomePod, works like Google Home, by David Pierce. Every smart speaker has its advantages. With Amazon Echo, you get access to tens of thousands of skills, the mini apps that start a game of Jeopardy or help you mix a cocktail. With Google Home, you have the full power of Google Search at your beck and call. And when Apple's HomePod comes out later this year, it'll be by far the best-sounding voice-enabled speaker of the bunch. Sony doesn't have a voice assistant, but knows its way around a speaker. At the IFA trade show in Berlin, Sony announced a speaker that cribs the best from an Echo, Home, and HomePod, all rolled into one terribly named device. The new LF-S50G speaker, which looks like the HomePod, supposedly sounds just as good, and comes with Google Assistant built in. It ships in October for $199 in black and white. The LF-S50G really rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Is a cylinder wrapped in mesh above a metal base. It pumps sound in all directions with a two-way speaker system similar to the HomePod. Sony says it has plenty of power to fill the average room with sound. Whatever that means, it'll surely sound better than the comparatively puny Echo or Home. It pairs to your music device via Bluetooth or NFC, or you can just connect it to Wi-Fi and shout, "Okay, Google, play Despacito," to get the jams bumping. If your mouth and hands are both full, you can wave over the top of the speaker to start, skip, or turn up the music. It even has a clock. Since it's a Google Assistant-supported speaker, the LF-S50G can do anything the Google Home can. It'll work for timers, Google searches, your calendar, controlling your smart home, and more. It's odd, really, that there aren't more speakers like this already. Millions of people own Echoes and Homes, and it's like that only better seems like a pretty good selling point. That's apparently what Sonos and Apple are banking on, and Sony may have just beaten them to the punch.